美容使我们羡慕他，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。我们都如羊走，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Yeah. Oh, 好不好？我们一起为着这位诗班所唱的这一个羔羊，我们一同鼓掌，向他表示我们的尊崇。
We will give applause to our Lord, the Lamb.
请我们再打开刚才我们所读的圣经《启示录》第五章。
Let's turn back to the book of Revelations, chapter 5.
我们今天早上单单要思想第九和第十两节。
We will meditate upon verses 9 and 10.
这是启示录里面的一首新歌。
This is a new song recorded in the book of Revelations.
我曾经在这里提到，有一天当我进到荣耀里去的时候。
I have mentioned this before, when I enter into heaven,
不管是谁来欢迎我，或者有人见到我，如果看到是天使的话，我要他给我看两卷的录影带。
I will ask the first person I meet in heaven to show me two videotapes.
第一个录影带是耶稣基督降生的时候，天使天君在旷野所唱的歌的那个现场的录影。
The first tape I would like to see is the musical offering that the angels gave when Jesus was born.
第二个是保罗和希拉关在监牢里面，他们两个人唱的男声二重唱。
The second tape I would like to see was the duet offered by Paul and Silas when they were in prison.
当我这个礼拜看这段圣经的时候，我将来要向天使要看第三卷的录音带，就是启示录第五章。
But after I've read this chapter, I've decided that when I see the angels in heaven, I would ask for a third tape, which is recorded here today.
如果我们从第九节一直看完十四节，我们看见那个诗歌越来越雄壮，那个诗歌唱诗的人越来越增加。
As we see from verse 9 to 14, the praises become more intense, the involvement becomes more.
十一节诗歌是由千千万万的天使所献唱的诗歌。
In verse 11, we see that the voice of many angels numbering thousands upon thousands.
到了第十三节，天上、地上、地底下、沧海和天地间，一切所有被造之物都加入这个诗班的行列。
By the time we reach verse 13,We see that every creature in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and on the sea, and all that is in them, they have all joined the choir.
不晓得今天您坐在这里，你的感觉是怎么样？
I don't know how you felt when you were sitting here.
听见他们诗班整个唱也好，听见他们一个一个独唱也好。
Whether you were listening to the choir as a whole, or you were paying attention to some of the soloists.
你说我这一辈子什么都可以在教会做。那个上面永远没有我那一份。
Maybe you would feel I can do most things in the church, but I will never be able to sing in the choir.
每一次人家唱四部，我一定唱第五部。
Whenever they sing the four-part harmony, I would invent my own the fifth part.
弟兄姊妹，不管你现在的感觉怎么样，到了启示录第五章的时候，我们每一个人都要加入这个诗班的行列。
No matter how you feel, you're Whenever they sing the four-part harmony, I will invent my own the fifth part.
弟兄姊妹，不管你现在的感觉怎么样，到了启示录第五章的时候，我们每一个人都要加入这个诗班的行列。
No matter how you feel your musical abilities are, by the time we reach verse 13 here, we are all part of this choir.
我们今天只看第九节和第十节。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司，归于神，在地上执掌王权。
Verse 9 and verse 10 says, And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe, language, and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth.
启示录第五章，约翰看见什么呢？看见有一个书卷在那坐着宝座，他这个手上。
In the beginning of this chapter, we see that John saw a scroll.
那个书卷的内容是什么呢？
What is the content of the scroll?
在第四章第一节告诉我们说，那个书卷的内容就是以后必成的事情。
In chapter 4, we see that the scroll contains what will happen in the future.
那实在是一本天书。
Indeed, this is a heavenly book.
因为这本书要把将来发生，必然要发生的事情记载在这个书卷上。
On it was recorded all the things that is to happen in the future.
但是约翰心里面非常的着急，甚至非常的痛苦。
But John was very anxious and he was much depressed.
因为那个讲到将来必成的事的这个书卷是被封起来的。
Because he realized that the scroll that will tell us what's going to happen in the future is sealed.
不只是一个印封起来，有七个印把它封住。
It was sealed by seven seals.
没有人能开这个印，也没有人配开这个印。
No man can open it. No man is worthy.
谁配？谁有资格开这个书卷呢？
Who is worthy to break the seals?
在整章的启示录第五章告诉我们，那一个羔羊他能，那个羔羊他配。
In this chapter, we read.Only the Lamb is worthy and can open the seals.
在刚才我们所读的第九节、第十节，我们看见他为什么配，他的资格在哪里。
In verse 9, we see why the Lamb is worthy and what its qualifications were.
在这里提到三件事情。
Three things were mentioned here.
第一，他的条件是曾经被杀。
First, he was slain.
第二，他用自己的血从全世界买了人归于神。
Second, he has purchased men for God with his own blood.
第三，他让这些用宝血买赎回来的人成为掌管这个宇宙主权的一批人。
And thirdly, he has made all those that he purchased into rulers on the earth.
今天早上我们听到诗班介绍这个羔羊的时候。
This morning, as we listen to the introduction to the Lamb from the choir,
我们从这两节的圣经更深入一点来认识这个羔羊是怎么样一个羔羊。
And from these two verses, we get a deeper understanding of who this Lamb is.
第一个提到说他曾经被杀。
This Lamb was slain.
羔羊在圣经里面是一个非常重要的一个真理。
The teaching of the Lamb is a very important truth in the Bible.
贯穿在全本的圣经里面。
This is a theme that is weaved throughout the Bible.
我们听传道人说过。
We have heard others say.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
When Adam and Eve sinned.
他们发现他们全身赤裸裸。
They realized they were naked.
他们发现他们没有衣服在他们的身上，他们觉得羞愧。
They were shameful.
他们就拿了无花果树的叶子编下来做的裙子遮盖在他们的身上。
They took fig leaves from the trees and weave together clothes for themselves.
这个故事我们一点都不会陌生。
We are all familiar with this story.
当我们做错事的时候。
When we have done something wrong.
我们总是希望马上找一些人为的方法来遮盖我们的丑陋。
We want to find our own ways to cover up our shame.
一个母亲从外面回来，看见她的儿子在厨房里面。
A mother coming home from shopping saw her son in the kitchen.
看见那个孩子很紧张，站在这个厨房的里面。
Saw that her son was very anxious standing in the kitchen.
妈妈说：“你又偷吃饼干了，是不是？”
And the mother said, "Have you been stealing cookies from the cookie jar?"
她说：“妈，没有，没有，我没有。”
And he said, "Mother, I did not."
妈妈说：“你嘴巴旁边的那个饼干屑，就看见你刚才吃了饼干。”
And the mother said, "From the crumbs that still lingers on your lips, I can tell you've been taking cookies."
一直到我们看见神为亚当夏娃用皮做的衣服替他们遮盖他们的羞耻。
But then we saw in Genesis that the Lord made clothes for Adam and Eve.
有很多人说那个皮就是羊皮。
And the clothes were made from the leather, and many have interpreted that to mean the leather from the lamb.
这是圣经里面也许第一次给我们隐隐约约看见这个羊羔的图画。
This is the beginning of the teaching of the lamb.
我们也熟悉这些以色列人出埃及的时候。
We are all familiar with the story of Exodus.
逾越节被宰的羔羊的这个历史。
How during Passover the lamb was killed.
我们也晓得当施洗约翰出来传道看见耶稣的时候他说看哪神的羔羊除去世人罪孽。
And we know that when John the Baptist came out and saw Jesus, he said, Look, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world.
这是旧约逾越节的羔羊应验在耶稣的身上。
This is the Passover lamb from the Old Testament being fulfilled in the body of Christ.
而在整本的圣经里面我们最陌生的羔羊的印象就是启示录里面的羔羊。
But perhaps we are not that familiar with the image of the lamb in the book of Revelations.
启示录里面的羔羊异于启示录以外的羔羊。
The lamb that is recorded in the book of Revelations is very different from what you can see about the lamb otherwise.
启示录以前的羔羊是讲到在地上被杀替罪的牺牲品。
The lamb that was taught before the book of Revelations was the one that was slain and have taken the sins of ours, of this world.
在启示录里面的那个羔羊是讲到在天上荣耀里面得胜的那个羔羊。
But the lamb recorded in the book of Revelation is the heavenly lamb that is receiving glory.
那是万王之王，万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
但是这个地方告诉我们说，那个万王之王、万主之主在荣耀里面的羔羊，却是一个被杀过的羔羊。
But here we see that this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that's receiving glory in heaven was once slain.
约翰在这里告诉我们一个非常重要关于羔羊的一个见证。
And John is trying to tell us something very important about the testimony of the Lamb.
这个在荣耀里面的羔羊是曾经在羞辱里面的那个羔羊。
This lamb that is in glory right now was once shrouded in shame.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，这是基督教里面很重要的一个属灵的原则。
Dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, this is an important Christian truth.
进入荣耀的首要条件要经过十字架。
The only path to enter into glory is through the cross.
当我们看见一个家庭享受一个新生的婴孩的快乐的时候，
As we see a family celebrating the arrival of the newborn.
母亲经过了怀胎，母亲经过了产痛的这样的一个经过。
It is through 9 months of pregnancy and then the labor pains.
这样的一个原则在圣经第一章一打开来的时候，在创世纪就给我们看见有这样的一个原则。
This same principle has been taught to us in the very beginnings of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪第一章6次提到有晚上。有白日，这是第几天？
6 times recorded in the first chapter of Genesis, it was night and it was day.
什么叫做有晚上，有早晨呢？
What is that meaning? There is night and there is day.
早晨是从晚上带出来的。
The day comes after the night.
在这里我们非但看见这样的一个原则。
So we see this important principle.
这个原则也给我们今天在座许多的人带来安慰。
And this principle has brought much comfort to all of us.
在你的生命当中，
in your lives,
在你现在的生活里面，
in your lives right now,
可能还在一个晚上的境界。
Perhaps you're still going through nighttime.
但是从羔羊的故事，
but from the story of the Lamb,
我们看见里面何等荣耀，这个鼓励的话。
There are so much words of encouragement here.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，夜晚虽然很漫长。
Even though the nights may be long,
从那个在荣耀里面的羔羊，我们知道这个夜晚有一天要过去。
But because this lamb is now in the glorious realms, we know that the nighttime will pass.
弟兄姊妹，亲爱的朋友，让我再说一次。
Dear friends and brothers and sisters,
也许你现在还在黑夜的经历里面。
Allow me to say this again. Maybe you are right now experiencing darkness.
今天我们在第一个聚会里面。
Today, during the first meeting today,
我看到有好几个弟兄姊妹在我们中间。
I saw several here.
这一年是不太好过的一年。
I know that this year has been very difficult for them.
有的人，他们亲爱的人在这一年离开他们。
Some have had loved ones depart from them this year.
有的人在工作上受到 New England 这经济萧条的影响。
Some have been impacted by the recession in the New England economy.
有的家庭现在正在暴风半径范围的里面。
And some families are under threats of storm.
有许多的夫妇，表面我看不出来，也许你正在经过一段不好过的日子。
Perhaps we cannot see it from the surface, but perhaps many couples are experiencing difficulties.
也许你的身体。也许你个人的心灵现在正在 死因的幽谷当中。
Perhaps it's your physical body. Perhaps it's your feelings that you are right now as if you were in the valley of death.
弟兄姊妹，让我们在这里得到安慰。那一个荣耀的羔羊，他曾经被杀过。
Let us be comforted because this lamb that is in glory was once slain.
从另外一个角度来看，求主帮助我们不要去逃避神现在为我们学习功课经历他的这个环境。
Let us learn not to try to escape from these surroundings that perhaps the Lord is trying to teach us something.
当我们从这个角度来看的时候，我们对世界上在我们四周的苦难，我们就有另外一个比较超越、比较潇洒的看法。
Perhaps we should have a new angle of view upon all the sufferings that we're going through.
最近我看到一句话，常常反复思想，得到很大的安慰。
I have received much comfort from a saying.
他说，基督徒好像一包茶叶。
So Christians are like a tea bag.
我说基督徒什么不像，怎么会像茶叶呢？
I was amazed by the saying, how can Christians be like a tea bag?
等我看完了下面一句，我心里面就醒领悟过来。
After I read through the entire thing, I concurred.
他说基督徒好像一包茶叶。
Christians are like a tea bag.
非要用热水去冲泡才有价值的。
It has to be steeped in hot water before you can appreciate its value.
我们都不喜欢热水。
Perhaps we all do not like hot water.
我们都不喜欢挫折的环境。
We do not like surroundings that go against our wishes.
我们都不喜欢我们的儿子被派到中东。
We do not like our sons being sent to the Far East.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这一些热水冲泡的经验是我们有机会为耶稣基督做见证的机会。
These experiences being in hot water are situations where we can bear testimony to Christ.
那个在荣耀里面的羔羊是那被杀过的羔羊。
The lamb that is in glory was once slain.
第二，我们看见他为什么配来开这个七个印呢？
Why is he worthy to open these seven seals?
因为他用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归给神。
Because he has purchased men for God with his blood from every tribe, language, people, and nation.
这句话什么意思？
What does this sentence mean?
我们要明白这句话，我们一定要明白《使徒行传》二十三、二十八节的一句话。
To understand this, we need the key from Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
在《使徒行传》二十二十八、二十三、二十八节，保罗怎么样对以弗所教会的长老说呢？
There Paul said the following to the elders in the church of Ephesus.
他说圣灵立你们做全群的监督。
There Paul said the Holy Spirit has established you as bishops.
你们当为自己谨慎，也要为全群谨慎。
You have to be cautious about yourselves and for the whole flock.
注意下面一句话，他说你们要这样来牧养神的教会。
You have to thus shepherd the sheep of God. The church of God.
什么叫做神的教会呢？
What does the church of God mean?
接下来他说，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
And that is which he has purchased with his blood.
羔羊配揭开这些印的第二个条件，因为羔羊建立了基督的身体，建立了教会。
The second reason why the lamb is worthy to open the seven seals was because through his blood,He has established his body, the church.
因着耶稣基督在地上设立的教会，所以他有这样的资格在那一天做别人不能做的事情。
Because he has established the church on this world, he can do what others cannot.
请问华人的教会和今天在这里其他华人的团体
，churches here and the other Chinese societies，
基本的一个不同。
There's one fundamental difference.
听起来不是很好听。
Perhaps it is not easy to accept.
非常的重要。
But it's important.
因为这个团体有耶稣基督血的记号。
Because this particular organization has the sign of the blood of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻看两天前主耶稣基督、三天前主耶稣基督在十字架受难的那个真理。
Let us not look lightly upon the suffering of Jesus.
是主的血把教会买赎回来的。
It is through his blood that the church was redeemed.
而且教会的成员是各族、各方、各民、各国。
And the church is made up of people from every tribe, language, and nation.
我想了一下，今天全世界的国家只有一个国家合这个条件。
And I was thinking of all the countries in this world today, perhaps only one will meet this criteria.
大概就是美国。
And that is the United States.
据说到了公元二零多少年的时候，美国要第一次有色人种要超过白人。
It's according to calculations, by the time we reach the 21st century, the minorities today will no longer be minorities.
所以我们说美国实在是一个各族各方各民各国的大聚合。
So we say that the United States is a melting pot for every tribe.
教会也应该是如此。
And this is so, should it be with the church?
如果今天在 Boston 的华人教会只认为这个教会只是华人的，我们就不合神的真理。
If we feel that the Chinese church in Boston today is only for the Chinese, then we are not doing according to the truth of God.
方便，我们可以用我们自己的话。
Yes, maybe it's more convenient for us to use our own language.
亲切，我们可以吃我们的食物。
It's more dear to us to be able to partake of Chinese food.
但是在心态上，我们永远不可以有这种排他的这种态度。
But in our hearts, we cannot have this attitude of neglecting other tribes.
有人说美国既然是那样多的种族在一起，所以它是个大熔炉。
Some have mentioned that the American culture is a big melting pot.
但是最近那些社会学家说美国不是一个大熔炉，美国是一个大的拼图，是一个大的一个 mosaic。
But now through much research, many sociologists said America is not really a melting pot, it is a mosaic.
我觉得今天教会用这两个比方都可以。
I feel that perhaps we can use both models for the church today.
我们在教会里面应该不分彼此。
In the church, we should not look down upon one another.
我讲一个比较肉麻的话，你的里面有我，我的里面有你。
I have part of you and you have part of me.
让我们真是像一个大的一个mashed potato.
So in that sense, perhaps we are like mashed potatoes.
让我们好像一个马铃薯泥一样，在你的里面有一点我的成分，在我的里面有许多你的成分。
So that indeed we have portions of each other within us.
但是我们不要忘记，这个大熔炉也可能成为一个大拼图。
But let us remember that this big pot is also a big puzzle.
让我们学习彼此尊重。
So that we can respect each other.
当你加入的时候，
when you join this,
你有你的背景，
you come from your own background.
你有你的个性，
you have your personality.
你有你自己特别独特的地方，
you have your uniqueness.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们可以做一个大熔炉，但是我们今天不能做一个大拼图。
Sometimes we feel we can be a big melting pot, but perhaps it's difficult for us to be a jigsaw puzzle.
证明我们今天并不了解明白什么叫做上帝的教会。
But perhaps that only shows that we do not understand the truth of the church.
我们这些做传道的人，
as preachers,
有的时候我们会偷偷地为一些人祷告。
Sometimes we would specially pray for certain people.
主啊，现在经济萧条。
Lord, the economy is in a recession right now.
我刚刚从 Austin, Texas 回来，那边还不错。
I just came back from Austin, Texas, and they're doing all right there.
主啊，带领这对夫妇到那边找到工作吧。
Lord, maybe it's your will lead this couple to Texas so that they can find a job.
因为我觉得他在这里跟我不合。
Because he doesn't really get along with me.
因为我觉得他在这边有一点碍手碍脚。
Because they are here, it makes it difficult for me to do what I need to do.
我从来没有做过这个祷告。
Let me assure you, I've never prayed like that.
但是我偷偷这样想过。
But I have entertained the thought.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的仆人的软弱。
This is a weakness that I readily confess to you.
这也是教会很多弟兄姊妹的软弱。
And this is also a weakness that many of us harbor.
除非我们真的看见这个教会是从各族、各方、各民、各国来的。要不然我们今天不能让我们的教会能够往前再带一步。
Unless we truly see that this church is made up of those from every tribe, language, people and nation, we cannot progress further.
11月24号我们要搬到新的教堂。
Our schedule calls for moving into a new church on the 24th of November.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们带着一个新的却是合神心意的教会真理的观念进到一个新的侍奉 的一个地方。
Let us enter this new church with a new viewpoint about the mission of the church.
第三。
Thirdly,
又叫他们就是这些基督徒成为国民做祭司归于神在地上掌王权。
The Lamb have made them into a kingdom and priests to serve God and to reign over the earth.
为什么耶稣配为什么这个被杀的羔羊配来开这个印
Why is this Lamb, why is Jesus worthy to open these seals?
从这句话我们看见只有耶稣把人带回到上帝起初造人的那一个标准。
Here we see Jesus brought humankind back to the original design of God.
只有耶稣把人带回到上帝最初造人的目的。
It is only through the work of Jesus that we were brought back to the original purpose that God created us for.
弟兄姊妹，我曾经在这里讲过，原谅我再说一遍。
I have said this before. Allow me to repeat it again.
圣经是告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，我们都是罪人。
Yes, the Bible teaches that we are all sinners.
但是我深深的感觉，今天全世界的基督教太强调的讲罪人，而忽略我们也是圣徒。
But it is my burden that all the churches through the world today have overemphasized our sinfulness and have neglected that we are also called saints.
我们今天去传福音，我们是要告诉他们对福音有需要，因为他们是罪人。
Yes, when we share the gospel, we need to point out to these people that we are all sinners.
但是我们没有让他们看见圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们在主的面前有一个荣耀的身份。
But perhaps we have overlooked that we have a glorious position before God.
我们带着罪人的心态来到神的面前。
We come to God as a sinner.
很可惜，有的时候我们太强烈地带着罪人的心态进到世界里面去。
And sometimes we enter the world with this strong guilty feeling as a sinner.
我们今天要在人的面前显出我们荣耀的身份。
We need to show others our glorious position.
当神造世界的时候，
When God created the world,
最后造了人，
He culminated with the creation of man.
在创世纪第一章二十六节二十八节，他跟人说：“你要治理全地。”
And in the end of Genesis chapter 1, he said, "You are to rule over the world."
要管理一切。
Rule over all.
空中的飞鸟，地上的走兽，连海里的活物，你都要管理。
You have to rule over the birds in the air and the creatures on earth.
在中文圣经用三个字来讲到人的责任，要治理，要管理，要修理。
And in the Chinese version, three verbs were used to describe the function of man to rule and to service and to fix.
但是人犯罪以后
But because we sinned,
我们失败了
We have failed.
神的心意是什么
What was the will of God?
请注意这个次序。上帝在上，人在中，万物在下。
We need to know the original order was God on top, man in the middle, and then the rest of creation.
上帝在上。
God is above.
人是荣耀的，在万物的上面。
Man is indeed glorious. It's above all other creatures.
然后是万物。
And then the creation.
在今天的世界。
But today in this world.
今天的哲学。
In today's philosophies.
我们看见刚好相反。
We see a reverse.
物在上。
The creation is on top.
然后是我们人。
And then man.
然后神在下面。
God is on the bottom.
到下面到一个地步，我们可以说无神。
Or you may even say that in many people's worldview, God does not even exist.
事实不是无神。
It's not that there is no God.
是你换了一个神。
It's that you changed a God.
你用物质代替了原来应该有神地位的那个神。
You have substituted God with material things.
在这个地方提到荣耀的羔羊。
But here we see the glorious Lamb.
他把这些用宝血买赎回来的人能够在地上掌王权，什么意思呢？
What does it mean that the Lamb has purchased us to rule over all?
让我们看见他要把人放在万物之上。
We're reminded again that it is God's will to place us above the rest of the creation.
讲起来，我们这些人实在也是很可怜。
And sometimes we feel that indeed we are quite pitiful.
我们中国人说可以为五斗米就折腰。
We might even die just because of some food.
从来没有想过折腰是死的意思，不过这翻得很好。为了五斗米，我们可以丧失我们的生命。
New interpretation.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我心里面非常的严肃。
Even though we may think this is a joke, I feel very serious about this.
那你说李牧师，你今天不吃饭，你活得了吗？
You may then retort and say, Pastor Lee, can you live without food?
请你不要误会我的意思。
Do not misunderstand.
因为耶稣说得很清楚。
Jesus said it very clearly.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by bread alone.
但是今天我们却在这些物质的面前，我们可以放弃任何其他一切上帝给我们荣耀尊贵的这样的身份。
But perhaps today, so many of us are willing to give up everything.Before material gains.
我最近收到我儿子从中东寄来的录音带。
Recently, I received a videotape of my youngest son in Persian Gulf.
他把几个礼拜这个累积下来的录音寄给我。
Yeah, he has collected recordings over several weeks into one tape for me.
有一段听得我们夫妇两个人汗毛直竖，因为他把那个 Scud missile 打过来的时候，那个警报的声音把它录下来。
One particular passage gave us the chills because he recorded the sirens when the Scud missiles were being launched.
你不知道你在那个录音机听到那个声音，那浑身不自在的感觉。
You perhaps do not know how you would feel when you hear these sirens over the tape.
但是在那一段的在那个录音机在那个录音带里面
，But from the cassette tape,
他录了一段他们那一队的人唱爱国歌曲的一段录音带。
He also recorded a passage where the troops were singing patriotic songs.
我听他们唱，我觉得很有意思。God bless the USA.
They were singing God bless the USA.
唱的实在是根本不能跟你们比，差太远了。
Yes, they were singing quite out of tune.
但是我觉得他们每一个人都从心里面唱出来。
But I could feel that each one of them was singing from the bottoms of their hearts.
我相信在他队里面大概有很多的人本来不相信有神的。
I believe that in his unit, many did not believe the existence of God before.
但是一个人在战火在危险的里面，他就想到许多他过去没有想到的事情。
But under the threat of war and the dangers,Perhaps they will think about many things that they did not think about before.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
如果你还没有信耶稣
If you have not believed in Jesus Christ,
今天在这个复活节的时候
Today during Easter,
你听了诗班所唱，听了牧师所讲
You have heard the choir, you have heard the pastor.
我只有一件事情希望能够对你有一些帮助和鼓励
I only wish I could encourage you in this way.
我盼望你从这个信仰盼望你因着耶稣基督能够真正看见你我有一个荣耀的身份。
This my hope that through today you see that you can have a glorious position before God.
今天许多时候我们在这一方面实在不能荣耀主。
So often we fail to glorify God in this respect.
三件事情给我们看见这个在荣耀里面的羔羊的描写。
Again, three things that describe this glorious lamb.
让我们在主的面前记得，虽然羔羊外表看起来是柔弱的
，Even though the lamb may look gentle from the outside，
我曾经稍微去查了一下，我发现，很多国家喜欢用动物来代表他们。
I have done this research before. Many countries in this world like to have animals as symbols.
美国用什么
？What is the symbol for America?
Eagle.
The eagle.
英国呢
？What about England?
狮子
，It's the lion.
法国呢
？France.
大概很少人知道老虎。
Maybe you do not know France's symbol is the tiger.
苏联呢
？What about Russia?
中国呢
？What about China?
我们都是龙的传人。
We are descendants from dragons.
这些国家都用。这些凶猛、威风的动物来代表他们。
Have you noticed these are all aggressive type of animals?
很奇怪，基督教用羊羔来描写我们。
But amazingly, the Christians have adopted the lamb.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们不要单单只看见十字架上面的羊羔。
But do not just linger upon the Lamb that is on the cross. Let us recognize the Lamb that is in glory. And through our knowledge of Him, we will come to know ourselves better. Because we know this Lamb, we can be reaffirmed in our destiny. Let's turn to our hymn 100.